The two Republican counselors wouldn't have to face one another until 2014, but if neither one of them moves, the council stands a chance of going back to its previous 6-1 Democratic majority if one ousts the other in a primary. Langley says he and Hawke haven't talked about how the new district boundaries will affect their political futures, but says it's incumbent upon local GOP leaders to find new blood to inject into the political process.
We absolutely need to make some inroads on getting some more candidates and qualified candidates and getting a candidate for every open slot. I mean, a lot of those races aren't even contested.
Monroe County Council President Jeff McKim says even if the Republicans lose a seat because of the redistricting, that is not equivalent to handing power to a united block of Democratic lawmakers.
You know, anybody who watches local politics in Monroe County will see that the Democrats are hardly monolithic. I mean, the Democrats by themselves represent a very wide spectrum on a number of issues.
Langley says he'll talk first to his family before deciding whether to stand for re-election in 2 years. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.